the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Every one of us, brothers and sisters, has felt at some point like Peter did when Jesus Christ found him washing his nets. He'd fished all night and caught nothing. Things hadn't turned out as he had hoped, and he was disappointed and had already given up. But when the Lord told him to let down his nets just one more time, he did so. And what happened? He and those with him caught so many fish, or as it says in the older English, fishes, that their nets began to break and the boats began to sink. They were all amazed, and Peter fell down before Jesus and said, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." Yet what did the Lord reply? "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." Then the disciples left behind their boats and their nets and followed Christ. That day probably began for them like any other day. It was just another day with the same old routine and the same responsibilities and worries. But when they obeyed the Lord's command, suddenly he blessed them, not only with fish, but also by revealing to them that their lives were given to them, not simply to catch fish. They received that day a calling worth leaving everything, including their nets, behind. Now, I've heard that fishermen are famous for exaggerating about the size of their catch and about the big ones that got away. If Father Philip was here, we could ask him, "Is it true, Father?" Well, these fishermen couldn't exaggerate what actually happened to them. It was truly incredible. But of course, it had nothing to do with their skill or even with their luck. They weren't successful because of their abilities, for their best efforts all night long had produced nothing. Instead, as St. Paul wrote in today's epistle, "Now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation." In other words, Christ had called them to himself and to their salvation, and it was he himself who blessed them beyond expectation on that beautiful day. The blessing wasn't, of course, simply for the sake of their success in catching fish. It was a sign that they would become fruitful as fishers of men, and a sign that they would, by God's blessing, be extraordinarily successful in that role. Jesus at once blessed and empowered them for a new life and ministry in and with him. Like those fishermen, we too are flesh and blood, created from the dust of the earth by the breath of God. And we are thrown into society, and we find ourselves fulfilling this or that role. And like everyone, we're subject to decay and to death, to illness. And we struggle somewhat, like everyone, to control our own thoughts and actions. We certainly can't command fish to swim into our nets or bite our hooks, to say nothing of helping ourselves or anyone else find eternal life in some supreme being. And every day we face many things that are simply beyond our control. The good news of the gospel, however, is that it is into this world that Jesus Christ comes and has come. He has come to transform our lives by his own power, for he is strong to heal. And he invites each of us to transform our lives into a ministry of the kingdom, into icons of his saving grace within the world. Granted, the disciples were called to special ministries in the founding of the church. They left their jobs and homes in order to serve full-time as evangelists, apostles, bishops, and of course, eventually, most of them, martyrs. But the calling, brothers and sisters, that each of us receives to put down our nets and follow Christ. In other words, to stop living according to our old ways and priorities, and to set a new course and purpose for our lives, is the same for every Christian in every age, from Peter, James, and John, on down to little old me. Many of us remain where we are, in our familiar circumstances, at work or at school, or in the same neighborhood and in the and parish where we've been planted. But brothers and sisters, don't think for a second that this continuation of our external life circumstances means that we are not called to a profound transformation of our life. Every bit as radical and powerful as the men in today's gospel. When Christ calls us, he calls us and empowers us to an entirely new life. As St. Paul says to the Corinthians, I plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Those called receive the grace of God, the grace to change their course, to walk in newness of life, to be part of the great mission of the church, of being fishers of men, each in our own way, each in our own setting. But that grace can be received in vain if we don't set Christ and his kingdom first in our hearts. Some are called literally to put down their nets, but all are called to do so in the sense of not allowing our old lives to remain primary in our minds and in our hearts. If Jesus Christ has called you into life in his church, then that is the primary purpose and story and meaning of your whole life. Even if you keep the same job or continue at the same school, it's as if nothing is the same. For now, your life is hid with Christ in God. For the Lord is King of all, and he wants to be King of all. And in his providence, he watches closely over every dimension of every life at every moment. The chapter of your life that you're in now is not somehow excluded. The Lord has called you, so now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And in our lives, right now, day by day, he is calling us first and foremost to become holy. Look at how Peter responds when he realizes who the Lord is, or something of who he is. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Doesn't it seem a bit strange? Jesus helps Peter catch some fish, and look how Peter responds. Jesus didn't call out any of Peter's sins. But this should be an encouraging word for us, for the first thing on Peter's mind is the darkness that he knows all too well dwells within him, right? So, Peter is a lot like us, or at least a lot like me. Yet what did Peter then do? The same as St. Paul. We read in the epistle today a list of the many ways Paul walked in holiness of life, so as to be, as he says, commendable as a minister of God. So no matter our circumstances, Jesus Christ calls us and every Christian to walk in newness of life. That's what it means to be a Christian and to bear that name, to be a little Christ. And ours, brothers and sisters, is a holy master. And just as he used a failed night of fishing as part of the salvation of the world, he wants to use us for his glory in ways we can't even predict or fully understand. And because he spoke the universe into existence, we are always standing on holy ground. And he's calling every human being and the entirety of his creation to shine with the light of his glory. So in all that we do, we are to offer our own lives, our own circumstances and even the whole world back to God for his blessing. In this sense, we are all priests of our own lives, and priests, as St. Maximus the Confessor says, of creation. To put it another way, Christ calls us to become iconographers of our own daily lives, painting his beauty into the world, concentrating beauty within the world, so that the whole creation becomes more fully an icon of his kingdom. We learn from St. Paul how to do this. We do so by showing patience in our sufferings and problems. We do so by taking the difficult, frustrating, or even boring parts of our lives, and there planting and producing sweet flowers of hope, love, and contentment. And when our circumstances become dire and tempt us to despair, to abandon the hope of experiencing God's presence and blessing in our lives, then all the more must we abide in Christ by prayer and fasting in order to gain and keep the strength to continue to make beauty around us. No matter our circumstances or lot in life, God's salvation is not reserved for some other time or place. Now is the day of salvation. If we don't respond to his call today in these circumstances, then when will we? If we wait for things to get better according to our own preferences, we may miss our role in Christ's work of redeeming the world. This was true for the first disciples who were called to follow Christ after a bad night of fishing, and it's true also for us. Despite his disappointment, Peter had just enough faith to obey Jesus' command, and he let down his nets one more time. Though, perhaps, or you could even say probably, he didn't really believe that anything would come of it. But his small act of obedience changed his life forever. So the next time that we are tempted to think that there's no hope for us in participating more fully in our life in Christ, let us, brothers and sisters, at least have the faith to let down our nets one more time. And in fact, that's what we're all doing here today, isn't it? No one here stayed home. We have let down our nets by gathering this morning. This is the way, brothers and sisters. This is how our apostles became fishers of men, who offered their lives day by day to the Lord. This is how they became instruments of the salvation of the world, iconographers of God's grace in the circumstances of their lives. By God's grace, may the same be true of us. May we refuse to be distracted from hearing and obeying his call each day in our lives. And may we day after day let down our nets, that the Lord of the harvest may bless the increase in our own lives and for the life of the whole world. Amen.